So we were walking up to the memorial, excited to get inside.
Front of the memorial. Let's go inside and see what we see.
Walking around the inside here was really cool because they did have some neat information, some neat placards, and some interesting framed artwork, as well as a guest book and some other like souvenirs and collectibles. It was cool to see what they had.
So there's Pennsylvania, you say.
As you can see, the downstairs was absolutely gorgeous. Such an awesome monument and memorial to President Garfield. We decided to go upstairs and take a look at what was up there. From down there, we could see a little bit of a balcony, so we were excited to see what else we could find out up there.
You okay?
Oh, yeah, I don't like heights.
Thank God. So we're one way up, one way down.
Yeah. Where's Sean?
He didn't come up.
Oh.
Now, down in the internment area, they had the urns that had Garfield and his family's ashes. Now, you'll notice here, once the volume kicks up, that it was supposed to be silent down there. They had a sign that said it was a spot for silent reflection. They didn't want any noise, so the only noise down there was our whispers when we'd bump into each other and talk to each other about it, and then the fan going on. Other than that, they wanted complete silence. We walked around down here for a little bit, and we decided it was time to go back outside to conduct our experiment we wanted to do. I was excited for it at the possibility of doing a seance or reading with President Garfield.
Hey everyone, so
is what I wanted to do real quick before getting over to the footage from Garfield's tomb and his memorial, is I wanted to do a little test here with our REM pod. There were some questions at the time as to whether the wind could have been setting it off, and we found out at the next cemetery we went to, we did a little test where we set it up in a very windy area and it didn't go off at all. So that definitely kind of discounts that the wind was setting it off. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to do a test now and film it so you guys can kind of see that as well.
All right, so here you can see by our garden flag, it's a nice windy night. Sometimes that sets off the SLS camera, but here is the REM pod here. And it is not being set off at all by the wind. And the reason I'm in SLS mode here is because I also wanted to show that the REM pod itself's not triggering the SLS camera. You'll see in the footage coming up that some kind of cool things happen, and I just wanted to show that it was not the REM pod itself setting off things.
So there you have it, folks. The wind did not set off our little REM pod, nor did the SLS catch it and think it was a figure. As you'll see in the upcoming footage from it, it does go off, and there does seem to be something touching it a couple times. So, without further ado, let's go meet President Garfield. President Garfield, if you want to come through for a little seance here, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm going to use the pendulum, but I'm also a medium if you want to do messages that way. I do have some tokens to leave for you. If you would like to participate, please move the pendulum in any direction. If that's you, can you move it a little more, please? We just want to make sure that we're getting it distinguished. Alright, so he's moving between the yeses. Stop. Please stop. Is this President Garfield? Alright, I'm going to stop it for you. And just so you guys know, we do have the wind blocked out by an outcrop. Do you like seances? Okay, thank you. Please stop. Is it okay if we do a little seance with you here and you do something for us? All right. On the other side of the memorial here are two of our people, my wife and my brother-in-law. They are also respectful and loving. They have a little black pod, two lights on the front and an antenna. If you could please use your energy or yourself, your essence, to go over and just make the lights go off. And the little siren should go off with it. Can you try to do that for me? And if it's not you, if any of your other family members want to go do it, that's fine. But please see if you can set that little pod off. It's called a REM pod. All you have to do is go near it, and it should go off. And also, like I said, we got a special camera over there. If you come up near Alex and I, we will be able to see you as well. Can you try that pod now? Now he's saying yes. And we don't really have much of a way to communicate with him, so he's going to kind of trust whatever they say afterwards. Whenever you come back, or after you've been over there to visit them, please move the pendulum in any direction. Good call finding the outcrop. as you can see on the cameras, the pendulum still's not moving like it was. We'll wait for them to come back. Are you back? Okay. Please stop. Can you try one more thing for me? Can you please, or whoever did go over there, go back over there, set the pod off again, and this time if they ask you questions, can you respond to them through their little voice recorder box? And then once you're gone, just stop moving the pendulum as you leave. And then once you're back, just move it however you want. That was me dinging off the board. My arm gets tired. Luckily, I have a wall to brace against. Hope they're getting something over there. We did move far enough that we can no longer hear them or anything happening over there. You might be thinking that's kind of dumb because we can't communicate with them, but that's kind of the point. We don't want any false positives them hearing me or anything. Mm-hmm. So, we'll continue to wait to see if we get any sort of response. Are you back? All right. Did you go over there with him again? Ooh, that's a big yes. All right. We're going to go over there, and we're going to see if they got anything. If they want, we might do something together over there. But thank you for communicating with us for now.
Now, I feel like our little reading here with the pendulum went very well. I could definitely feel a presence was with us, and something was communicating and working with us. However, interesting here, what I noticed when I was editing, a little figure briefly appears as we're packing up to go. You'll see it coming up right here along the wall. And this is interesting because the SLS camera picked up Alex and I's figures the whole time, but never once showed a body up there on the wall. We go to leave, and all of a sudden something appears for a glimpse, and then it's gone. I think this is the spirit that was just communicating with us. And it finally decided to show itself.
You can see I am a little ways away from it. This thing doesn't go off until I am super close to it. And they are beginning on the other side. We are going to be rolling to watch to make sure this doesn't do anything. And Sean is rolling on EVP.
Recording.
It is kind of windy, so I'm only going to say that this is going to go off when crazy, if anything comes over here.
Are you here with us, President Garfield? Do you like your monument? Do you like having all of these visitors that come and celebrate you in your life? I heard a story about you predicting a fire. Was that true? If you're here with us, if you come close to this antenna over here, it'll let us know that you're with us. So if you want to make your presence known, you can. I know that you like to speak with ghosts and the spirits in the afterlife. We do too. So you want to talk to us or give us a message, you can do that. Just have to speak into this microphone.
You are more than welcome to go bother them over there, too.
They don't have this nice little antenna to let them know that you're there. But if you want to talk to them, they'll talk to you, too.
Are you happy with your monument and your whole family here? Are you mad because you're so close to Rockefeller?
Was that you, Mr. President, or was that the wind? If it was you, can you make that go off again?
Do you not like the name Rockefeller?
That it was rumored that you played chess with Rockefeller. Is that true? President, I think that was the wind. If that was you, can you set it off again?
We don't believe you're here. Show us a sign. You gotta make it blink a little more than that.
Yeah, if you touch that antenna, it'll go off.
Let's see how strong you really are. Make it go crazy.
I don't know. I'm thinking that's the wind. You're going to have to do better than that to convince us.
We do like your effort, but show us the type of president you were.
That you actually predicted your death and how you were going to die. Did you just accept that it was your time? Or did you not really believe?
How come you didn't do anything to stop your death if you knew what was going to happen?
We want to believe that you're here with us. We're open-minded. We believe. If you're truly here, can you please either speak into this microphone or touch that antenna?
You can knock the whole thing over for all I care. We come in peace. We're not trying to harm you. We are just curious to see what really happens in the afterlife, and if you will answer some of our questions.
We came here to visit you. Specifically came here because of your monument. Here by touching the antenna.
But I didn't hit pause.
So their camera froze as they've been over here working with little REM.
My hands have been like this the entire time.
While we were over there, as you saw,
Can you touch that antenna? I still don't believe that you're the one that paused that camera. Or speak into this microphone and tell us what you did.
We asked him to come over and visit you guys.
All you have to do is touch that antenna and it'll make some noise.
I don't even know where the pause button is on this. And even if I tapped something...
You know, the red button should stop it from recording.
And I'm hitting it and it's... Like, if I press... Like, I am pressing record.
Yeah, I've never seen that happen on camera before.
I can't hear you on this recording yet if you're talking to us. The best way to make yourself known to us is to touch that antenna.
Hmm. What's over here?
Now's your time. There's no wind. And we don't mean to block you in this corner, it's just the wind was blowing that device over. So if you're here, just touch that antenna and let us know. I won't say that we're spiritualists, but we are very open. We want to believe. Thank you for touching that for us.
We could go crazier.
If you grab onto that antenna, it'll go crazy and make a lot of noise. So if you're here with us,
just grab onto that antenna.
Or kick the device over. We are very open as well. We are friendly with spirits. I'm gonna come close to the thing. Do like crystals. If you want to go touch the crystals, you can even do that. And if you're back over this way, you can make the pendulum move. And if this isn't the president, this is another spirit. You can touch the antenna, set it off. Let us know that you're here.
Just taking the pendulum for a second. Would you like your tokens now that I promised you? Would you touch it again? If I left, you have tokens? I got a nice rock. I got a coin. I got another rock here for you. If those aren't enough, can you touch the antenna if you want more? That's enough. Can you touch the antenna?
Like I said, I'm sorry we put this in the corner. We didn't want to, you know, crowd you in a corner. Just we don't want the wind giving us false positives. We just want to know that it's truly you here with us.
If you're back here again with us still, you can move the pendulum to show that you're here, or if you're leaving, you can make it stop.
know you went off when we mentioned Rockefeller earlier. Do you not like Rockefeller? Did he beat you at chess?
You want me to go back to the other side? You just want to be with Sean, Megan, and Alex?
I'm still thinking that was the wind. If you're here with us, can you touch that antenna? Or can you touch those crystals that are by that device?
I can make that one roll.
Yeah. Those crystals are pretty light. If you wanted to, you could knock them over. They're sturdy though, they won't break. If you do like crystals, you can use our discount code and get 11% off.
Can you please touch the antenna? Just one more time.
Just like the pendulum. If you touch it, it lets us know that you're here with us. Or if you're tired of us bothering you, because it is getting late in the afternoon, just kick it over and that'll be the sign that it's our time to leave.
Pulled up the cars and like a white orb went around the corner. Asked him if that was him.
He's choosing all the wrong times to touch it, Mr. President. I think that was the wind.
Are you trying to come over here?
If you are truly here with us, all you have to do is touch that antenna.
You guys can see how close I get to it and it's not going off. What about a card?
There's an orb over there when I pulled out the cards.
All you have to do is touch that antenna.
Touch the antenna. Touch the antenna, it lights up on the SLS. Can you touch the antenna again? That time was absent of wind. Do you like the tarot cards? Can you touch the antenna
again? Hi, Mr. President.
I'm just coming in to grab this card so they'll blow away. You can keep playing with them. These are just my favorite cards. I don't want to lose them.
Show us you're here again.
Can you touch the antenna or the pod or try to pick up a card again?
Why don't I flip one over?
Are you trying to touch it?
Do you like that card? Or did you like the other cards more?
We're going close. You can go touch those if you want them.
I told you to knock that machine over to get them.
If you want them, they're yours. But they're gonna have to come home with me though. If you want to touch him for now.
I'm telling you, I don't believe that you're here, Mr. President.
Alex, come here.
You keep touching
him. I can't right now.
Oh.
You just keep touching that whenever the wind's blowing. I don't think it's you. There's no wind right now. If you're here with us, touch that antenna. Coincidences, Mr. President. And I'm not taunting you.
If it's Molly, can you touch the antenna? Or Mrs. President? Or Molly's husband?
Or is this just another spirit here with us right now?
Are you Babcock?
As a member of the Hasarok family.
Can you touch the device again, even if you don't set it off? Can you do it again? If you want the cards, all you gotta do is touch the thing.
Got this microphone here for you. If you're with us, just speak into it. We might not be able to hear it with our ears, but this little microphone will pick it up.
We have to get going soon. If you can give us one big burst.
Give you about 30 seconds here. Perfect time, no wind. I don't want to doubt you.
A generator. Got a nice chunk of amethyst here. Like that. Trade you out with that. Stop touching the box. Are you near the box? If you are,
you can touch it.
Make the antenna go off.
Make a believer out of us. You gotta send the people home happy.
I'm a medium, like a spiritualist.
Just so I can.
Yeah. Give us anything.
We will let you go.
Yeah. I don't know, Mr. President. I think I'm turning off my recorder.
Make it go beep beep once more. You're hanging on to it.
All you have to do is just do it again when it's windy. Now the wind's gone. Give it a touch. President, I'm going to review these recordings and see if you talk to us. If that's you right now, thank you for touching that. I hope you have a good rest of your afternoon. Thank you.
So, Megan's screen is still frozen. I'll have to take out the battery and play around with that, but
there was a finger in the corner the entire time.
Interesting.
Nice.
and it would move on to the...
Hi, everyone. Thank you for watching this episode so far, the part two of our time at Lakeview. As you have seen, you saw Alex and I kind of doing the pendulum work on one side of Garfield, and then you saw the video from the other side when we eventually met up with Megan and Sean too, and even then before we got there. As you saw with the SLS, there definitely were some things getting picked up there, whether or not it was any ghosts or anything like that. We can't be 100% sure because we're not paranormal investigators. I do know that testing out the device before and after, I couldn't get the wind to set it off again, even right after that when we went to our first Ashtabula Cemetery, and then even in my backyard, as you saw. And then I wasn't able to get the SLS camera to pick up on the REM pod as an actual figure. So it's definitely interesting. I do think, personally, I do believe that whenever the SLS did pick up on the REM pod, that was whatever ghost or spirit we were talking to touching the device itself. Now, behind it, you will have seen like there was a pipe going down the wall. So whenever there was a big figure in the corner, I think that may have been the pipe setting off the camera. But again, not 100% sure either way, but I did just kind of want to mention those. And then you will have noticed that Sean was using a voice recorder. So is what I did is I broke down the audio, listened to it, and I've got some timestamps here of things that definitely sound a little interesting or out of the ordinary. I'll tell you my theory of what I think we had at least talking to us. And minor spoiler, don't think it was Garfield or anyone buried with Garfield. So without further ado, I'm going to get jumping in.
If it was you, can you make that go off again? If it was you, can you make that go off again?
Here it comes. So interesting to note, first off, is that it sounds like it has like at least two syllables or at least two different words. Because it's not a steady noise, so it definitely like breaks up. And it definitely sounds super deep, like a growl.
If that was you, can you set it off again?
So, I'll play it again here.
If that was you, can you set it off again?
One more time.
If that was you, can you set it off again?
So, what's really... Scooby is here to help. So what's really interesting about this one is it starts off as that kind of growl again before it moves into what sounds like trying to say a second word or syllable, and then it finishes off with what sounds like a little girl's voice or a higher pitched woman's voice saying me. So I'll play it one more time here.
If that was you, can you set it off again?
So it's interesting here, I'll play it again a couple more times, but it starts kind of as that same growl before this time getting into the voice a lot quicker. And it sounds like it's saying I am, or I can, or I can't. You know, interesting to note here, Megan was asking President Garfield to show what kind of president he was to set off the monitor a lot more, and then this came through. So with that, I'm thinking it's either I am or I can't. But let's play it a couple more times here. Let's see, do we have a volume?
President, you are. President, you are.
So definitely really interesting. Next one's a little range from 7:55 to 8:34. So I'm going to get there here. All right, this is a little early. Let's see, there we go. All right, we'll start here. It's a little early, but...
At 7:32.
Holy guacamole. You didn't say he was going to come over and mess with him, but...
You did say that you... We can see that you stopped the camera. Can you show us that you're here by touching the antenna? But I still don't believe it.
So their camera froze as they've been over here working with little reptiles.
My hands have been like this the entire time.
While we were over there, as you saw.
Can you touch that antenna? I still don't believe that you're the one that paused that camera. Or speak into this microphone and tell us what you did.
We had him as
all you have to do is touch that antenna and it'll make some noise.
I don't even know where the pause button is on this. And even if I tapped something...
So, four different vocalizations there. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to go over the first two a couple times again here, and then I'll go back to the last two.
At 7:32.
You did say he was going to come over and mess with him, but...
You did say that you... We can see that you stopped the camera. Can you show us that you're here by touching the antenna?
But I still don't believe it.
So their camera froze as they've been over here working with little reptiles.
My hands have been like this the entire time. At 7:32.
Holy guacamole. You did say he was going to come over and mess with him, but...
You did say that you... We can see that you stopped the camera. Can you show us that you're here by touching the antenna? I still don't believe it.
So their camera froze as they've been over here working with little reptiles.
My hands have been like this the entire time.
While we were...
So I can't make out what these two vocalizations are saying. It definitely sounds like they're trying to say a word, or they were and it just wasn't getting picked up. Like if I'll... Turn it up here, and you'll kind of hear the same thing.
At 7:32.
Holy guacamole. You did say he was going to come over and mess with him, but...
You did say that you... We can see that you stopped the camera. Can you show us that you're here by touching the antenna?
But I still don't believe it.
So their camera froze as they've been over here working with little reptiles.
My hands have been like this the entire time.
While we were...
So I really don't know what it's saying there, and I can't really guess either. I know it's at the time where Sean's saying like kind of like, what can you tell us what you did, things like that, but I'm not able to pick out what the vocalization is saying. On the other side, though, can make it out a little better.
Touch that antenna. I still don't believe that you're the one that paused that camera. Or speak into this microphone and tell us what you did.
Visit you guys.
All you have to do is touch that antenna and it'll make some noise.
I don't even know where the pause button is on this. And even if I tapped something...
So, in that first word, I can definitely make out froze. Rose is definitely very clear, but if you listen closely, you can hear the fa, fra, fra at the beginning. And then that second one, I'll play them both again, but that second one kind of gets jumbled in the middle just for a split second, but you can hear the words restart. And since this is when Megan was having her problems, we did actually have to restart the camera by taking the battery out and putting it back in. So definitely interesting. But I'll get a little closer here and play them both a couple more times.
They did.
We had him mass room visit you guys.
They did.
We had him mass room visit you guys.
They did.
We had him mass room visit you
guys. Alright, and we'll go up here. So yeah, like I said there, you can definitely kind of make out the word froze coming from there, which They did freeze the camera. Nope. All right.
And even if I tapped something,
So yeah, definitely sounds like it's saying restart as well, kind of telling us how to fix the camera. Like, to me, those two words, especially back to back, froze and restart, definitely makes me think like they froze the camera to get our attention, and then they were telling us how to fix it as well. All right, so we're gonna go to my favorite time period here, 9:48 to 9:54. I will give a caution. This is a little difficult to hear because of the wind and background noise. So if I have to, I'll play it a bunch of times and I'll turn it up. But I just want to give you a warning here. This is my favorite span, probably. And I'm going to play a little early so you can kind of hear what starts it.
And we don't mean to block you in this corner. It's just the wind was blowing that device over. So if you're here, just touch that antenna and let us know. I won't say that we're spiritualists, but we are very open.
So that right there is very important for what's going to come. Sean says, we're not spiritualists, but we're open. So keep that in mind here as you hear a few different things, a couple things.
We're spiritualists, but we are very open. We want to believe. Thank you.
So like I said, even with my headphones on, it's still really faint, but I'll play it a couple times as is, back from where Sean said his part through there, but I probably will have to turn it up. So if the background noise here affects you, feel free to take your headphones out or kind of skip over, or even just turn your volume down, because then I'll explain kind of what gets said.
I won't say that we're spiritualists, but we are very open. We want to believe. I won't say that we're spiritualists, but we are very open. We want to believe. Thank you for touching.
So we're going to break down this first part here.
Want to believe. Want to believe. Want to believe.
Alright, let's see. I'm going to turn it up here. This is going to hurt my ears, I bet.
Want to believe. Want to believe. Want to believe. Want to believe.
So, interesting. What it sounds like it's saying. And based on what comes next, kind of reaffirms this. Sounds like they're saying liar. And in the tone it's at, it's almost like a croakily voice, and it sounds like it says liar.
Want to believe. Want to believe. Want to believe.
So it says liar here, and that's interesting because of what comes next. I'm going to actually leave it just turned up here.
Want to believe.
So we're going to play from here.
Want to believe. Want to believe. Thank you for touching.
So the reason I have to turn it up here is so you can hear it, but it is saying, I can make out Andrew, and then right after that it says one of us. So you can hear the Drew pretty clear. And you can kind of hear the end part in there, too. So you hear Andrew, and then one of us. I'll play it here again.
Want to believe. thank you. Want to believe? Thank you. Want to believe? Thank you for touching the.
So why this is interesting is I actually am a Christian spiritualist, is what I identify as. So when Sean said, I wouldn't say we're spiritualists, very interesting to me that the immediate response was liar, and then Andrew is one of us. So keep that in mind. Going back later, I'll play that kind of little snippet there one more time. But yeah, liar, Andrew is one of us. Referenced after Sean says, I wouldn't say we're spiritualists.
Want to believe? Thank you for touching.
And it still sounds kind of like a female voice.
You have tokens, ice rock. You got a coin. I got another rock here for you.
Thank you.
So I'll play it here a couple more times.
You got a coin. I got another rock here for you.
Awesome stuff. Deeper male voice, almost like it's a whispering or a little breathy, but especially incredible for right after I placed the tokens to get that audible thank you.
Thank you.
Very interesting. We're going to go ahead, we're going to skip forward more here.
Here with us. All you have to do is touch that antenna.
Nice.
All you have to do is touch that antenna. All you have to do is touch that antenna.
Nice.
All you have to do is touch that antenna.
Nice.
So this is that male voice again, and this one is really clear. You can hear it saying, not nice. And what's kind of funny, I did not sense any danger at all around us. There was nothing negative nearby us at all. There was nothing trying to conceal its energy. Everything was open in there. I could feel spirits. Not a single thing felt bad. So when I hear it say not nice, of course my mind immediately went through, oh, we got something negative here. Not true. Didn't feel it. Nothing bad happened here. So I think that the spirit here is being a little cheeky, or possibly, it could definitely possibly be serious, but I think it's referring to Sean when it says not nice. Because throughout the recording here, because he was trying to get the best evidence he could, he kept saying he didn't believe that any spirits were touching the REM pod. He kept saying, I don't think it's you, you're going to have to do better than that, you're stronger than that, things like that. Not really provoking the spirit, but just trying to draw a better reaction for himself and the camera there. So I think that's what the spirit's referring to when it says not nice. So I'll back it up a little more here.
Are you trying to come over here?
If you are truly here with us, all you have to do is touch that antenna.
Nice.
So yeah, very cool to get that.
Do you like the tarot cards?
Yes.
Do you like the tarot cards?
Yes.
You like the tarot cards?
Yes.
Earlier, I said it sounded like a yes, but it could have been a yes, but it could have been the wind because it was so faint. This one, definitely much louder, definitely can make out a yes from that masculine voice again. And it was really interesting after I asked if it liked the cards because the cards were being interacted with, kind of blown and left there, and then the SLS was capturing some things on them. So definitely interesting here. That it said yes, and it makes me really happy to know that it was at least appreciative or enjoying, or at least didn't see anything we were doing as a threat. So I'll play it.
Do you like the tarot cards?
Yes.
This one gives me goosebumps. It's another really, really good one. A couple different things get said here. I'll let it play again a couple times all the way through. It's about 4 to 5 second range. I'm going to start it a little early and let it go.
Yeah. I don't know, Mr. President. I think I'm turning off my recorder.
Just make it go beep beep once more.
So, first voice, male voice, second voice, back to the female. I'll adjust those here in a moment here. First voice, clearly saying run. And gives you kind of goosebumps at first because, again, it goes back to the not nice part of it. But there was nothing negative there. Nothing tried to attack us. I didn't even have to try to protect us or cleanse us at that point. So definitely saying run was kind of interesting to me until you hear the second word. After playing it a bunch of times, I could make out it saying home in the female voice. So when you put them together, it says run, home, run, home. A couple of things that could just be, it's their way of saying goodbye. Like, it's getting late, and this was literally, like, right before the monument was going to close. It was closing within, like, I think a half hour or 45 minutes. So it was saying run home almost. The other thing is you'll see in the next episode when we go to the first Ashtabula Cemetery, we run into something possibly not so nice. So it also could be that the spirit was warning us, like, hey, just go home, skip the next two stops. But I'll play it here a couple more times. I'll see if I can just get a little closer to the thing so you don't have to hear too much here. Here we go.
I think I'm turning off my recorder.
So very, very interesting. Altogether, fantastic audio samples that we got. So here's my theory. Based on everything together as one audio break, one audio session here, do not think this was Garfield or anyone from Garfield's monument, memorial there. The changing voices, the way it starts with the growl, then growl working to a higher pitch voice, and then kind of a little more, like a little bit of a growl to the higher pitch voice again, and then boom, full on feminine voice, little quiet, and then to the like almost booming compared to the other ones, booming masculine voice, before finishing off again with that quiet female one. Makes me believe that we were dealing with an angel or an ascended master here. Now, I'm not saying that's who was working with the pendulum or the REM pod or anything. That is, you know, could be someone tied to the tomb, could be any spirit, or it definitely could have been what we had to the recorder here. But I think it was an angel or an ascended master, and the growling and liar Andrew is one of us are the two main reasons why. So beings such as angels and ascended masters, they have a much higher vibration and energy frequency than us and even like your regular spirits or ghosts, and they come from a much higher dimension and plane, or plane of existence. So when something from that higher, that much higher, comes through, it can be not really, I don't want to say confusing is the right word, but it can come through differently. And I think that's what we got with the growling, is I think at that moment is when this being came through. I think this angel, or ascended master even, archangel, I think they came through at that moment, and the growl was them trying to talk, but their energy had not yet equaled with ours or our plane of existence here. So it was trying to talk to us, and you can kind of tell that from the two syllables or two words that you can hear, because it's not like just a rawr, it's a rawr, rawr type of thing. That was a terrible impersonation, so hopefully whatever angel it is isn't listening to this. But that's what it sounded like. And then when you get to Liar One of Us, I have never told Sean or Alex, I identify as a Christian spiritualist. further told them that. So the fact that this being knew that definitely means it is higher up. So those two pieces definitely really make me believe that this was an angel or something higher, like an archangel or ascended master. I think it came through to communicate with us, was struggling in the beginning, but it did get its footing. The changing voices could still be due to that energy frequency, because this whole thing, from the beginning of the recording to the end, is around 23 minutes, a little short of it. So that's a long time for a single being or spirit to be in communication, and to stay at our energy frequency. And since we weren't, at that point, I wasn't doing a reading. When I do a reading, I raise my energy to meet the spirits halfway and make it easier for them to come through. We weren't doing that in this situation. For that to come through and talk to us like that means that being would have to stay at our frequency for the whole time. And that would definitely make it difficult to keep communicating. So I think that explains the growls in the beginning, the liar part, and then also the changing voices. How it goes to that, like, loud, manly voice for a little bit before going back. And I think the reason it starts going back is I don't want to say it was getting weaker necessarily, but I think it knew, like, it was getting ready to go back to where it came from. And so that was it. It's drawing back through at that point. I'm definitely thinking, based off what I was feeling at the time, listening back through these, that we had at least an angel, possibly an archangel or ascended master, come through and communicate with us. There is the possibility that it was President Garfield and the other people that were interred with him there, but the growl wouldn't make sense in that situation, and neither would the liar. Andrew is one of us, really. So I'm definitely leaning towards this was an angel or archangel, or ascended master, and then at the end when it says run home, I think they kind of knew what was coming, or they could sense or feel something bad was going to happen where we were going. So that is the recording that Sean did, the little EVP session. I'm going to go ahead and get over to our conclusion that we filmed right after working at Garfield's monument.
Well, folks, that was our walk a lot around the Lakeview Cemetery here in Cleveland, Ohio. We found everyone we wanted to, plus a few bonuses. We did get to, turn that down before you're copyrighted, we found Grover Cleveland, the Hazard Angel, Elliot Ness, the Jukebox, Harvey with the pens and pencils, Wade Chapel. So we had a pretty good walk around. Sean, overall thoughts, takeaways, REM pod, anything you want?
I would definitely say that this place is a lot more serene and more peaceful than Erie Street. Didn't really feel anything negative here. The Hazard Angel was a little sad, but I think that's more the stuff that people have done to the statue made it feel that way. It's like, why can't people just leave the artwork alone? But other than that, pretty serene here.
Alex, how about you?
Same kind of feeling, just serene. Didn't feel negative energy. Only one point did I feel anything weird, and it was walking between stuff. So, I mean, overall, I'd say it was really calming.
How about you, Dolly? Anything?
Same. It was calm.
What did you guys think of the experiment?
Insane.
Four stars. It'll be interesting to listen back the audio and see if we captured anything. I know we did get some touches on the REM pod, got some stuff on the SLS. The camera just dying and freezing after I may have insulted the president. But definitely, it's some interesting things.
Yeah. Definitely was. I think it was a good experiment. I think it was fun. We had him over talking with us, and we sent him over to them, and all hell kind of broke loose over there. And the REM pod was touched when the wind did die down as well. I don't know how well that will pick up on the camera, but wanted to throw that out there. So, I mean, we got some cool stuff. We saw some cool things, but any final thoughts for here from anyone?
No, just beautiful place. Come visit here. Be respectful.
Don't spray paint anything.
Yeah.
Nice place to run. Or
yes,
walk.
A lot of
walk your dogs. It's really nice here.
No, I agree. I think that does it for here. Thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe. Find Who's Our Reiki and Who's Ghost Stories everywhere you can.
Thanks, guys.
Stay in the light.